This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman in for Adora Namigante, and this is The Rundown. Illinois tax revenues are off to a robust start during the first full month of the state's fiscal year, despite upticks in inflation and unemployment. The state's fiscal year starts in July, and new data shows tax revenues for the month jumped by nearly $400 million more from levels a year ago. Driving the revenue uptick was a $300 million plus year-over-year jump in personal income tax revenues during July. But two other primary sources of money for the state, corporate income taxes and sales taxes, were down from 12 months ago. That tax activity came as the state logged a 5% unemployment rate and inflation in Chicago stood at 3%. Both are up from a year ago. State health officials say opioids are responsible for most overdose deaths in Illinois. There's a state order in place that allows pharmacists and distribution programs to dispense naloxone without a prescription. My Tuet Pho with University of Chicago Medicine led a new study looking at the order's impact in 2019 at registered pharmacies. She says there are a lot of factors that contribute to people not getting the drug.
The big one was the economic. You know, even if the state has issued a standing order, that pharmacists won't even stock it because it's expensive just to stock it. And then, you know, we know that stigma is just a pervasive problem.
Customers can buy naloxone or the brand name version Narcan for about $40 out of pocket. Firearm-related injuries are the leading cause of death for young people in the U.S. To lower those numbers in Illinois, Northwestern University, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and other partners will implement a secure firearm safety storage program in 55 community health centers. The program will offer free cable lockboxes to gun owners and then study how clinicians can talk to parents about firearm storage, especially in low-income communities. Renad Batis is with Northwestern's Feinberg School.
Our program is all about sharing a secure storage message with parents and offering this free cable lock. So, for example, if someone is housing insecure or has a lot of community violence, how we talk about secure firearm storage needs to be sensitive to that.
Researchers will collect data about gun storage behaviors. Beta says the study will last about 5 years. A City Colleges of Chicago program for young adults with disabilities graduated its first cohort of students this weekend. After 22 connects young adults with disabilities to educational opportunities and jobs. The 8 students who walked across the stage at Richard J. Daley College on the southwest side were the program's first graduates. Among them was 24-year-old Samuel Yogalde.
My experience with the program, it was amazing. And hopefully, I might have the opportunity to take the next step. Either there might be challenges, a few struggles, but through it all, maybe you might get used to it.
City College's officials say this program is a lifeline for young adults like Ugalde, many of whom are no longer eligible for special ed services after they turn 22. Here are some other quick things you should know about today. This year's first human case of West Nile virus has been reported in DuPage County. The county health department states a Villa Park resident in their 20s started having symptoms in July. Cook County experienced its first human case of West Nile in mid-June. Both health departments suggest fighting the mosquito-borne disease by draining standing water, wearing light-colored long clothing, and using insect repellent when outdoors. At least 5 people have been killed and more than 40 injured in violence over the weekend in Chicago. The Sun-Times reports 2 teenagers were shot in front of a home in the New City neighborhood on Saturday. Yesterday, police say someone attacked a teenager and 2 women with a hatchet-like object after walking into a business and demanding free food. The victims are hospitalized. The city of Chicago is opening its cooling centers today as the area braces for high temperatures, humidity, and isolated severe storms. The National Weather Service says heat indices will reach 87 in Chicago, but could be near 100 in areas like Joliet and Kankakee. Periodic storms throughout the day could bring damaging winds and hail as well as tornadoes, and that chance of storms continues into tonight with a low near 70. That's it for now. Coming up later today, you'll hear from a young entrepreneur who is working with schools to slow down cyberbullying.
The biggest way that we do that is we build technology that proactively detects cyberbullying and online harassment and gives you the chance to pause and rethink before sending it. So the vision is, let's put a little bit more friction and criticality into how we communicate online so we can make people a little bit more humane and intentional when they're speaking to each other.
Tricia Prabhu, creator of a company called Rethink. That's today at 1 p.m. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.